So, I was planning to do two episodes a day, but last night's episode, what Berlin Wall didn't get enough views. Like, they got like 5 views. And the episode I posted today about some 2021 predictions, that got almost all the views that my Berlin Wall one got yesterday. So, I decided to make a little mini series that I'll be posting every night at 5 o'clock called Stuffed Stories. Stuffed Stories. Stuffed Stories is basically where I explain how regular items were made, or food, or different types of things. So, anyway, let's get on with the episode. So, you guys just heard that we are going to have a new bonus mini series called Stuff Stories, or Story Stuff, or whatever it's called. Anyway, yeah, so I'm going to explain two item stories and explain how they changed the world. But first, I'm going to give you two clues on the first item. The first item is something we use in cars. It's in almost every single car. And the second clue is going to give it away. This clue is we use it to take out any snow or rain blocking our path. So, yes, it's a windshield wiper. Windshield wipers are used to clear snow and rain in the way. One day, there was this woman called Mary Anderson. She went to New York City and got in a trolley car. And she was expecting to see tremendous skyscrapers and cities and tremendous views. But instead, she saw snow. Tons and tons of it. And she was very, very disappointed. But she could also see that it was causing problems for the driver, too. Because every single time there got snow or rain in the way, the driver would open it up to clear his line of sight. But the weather would drench all the passengers sitting in the front. So it was a very, very bad system of working out. So at that moment, Mary Anderson got an idea. A rubber blade that went across the car that cleared any snow or any rain. So she sketched an idea, design, and figured the rest of it out. But the first time she showed it to inventors and to companies, they didn't catch on. They thought it would just distract the drivers, and it was a horrible idea. But, by 1960, windshield wipers were almost on every single vehicle. And by 2011, she was put in the Inventors Hall of Fame. So, that's the story of Mary Anderson and the windshield wiper. So, yeah. The next story is... the toilet paper! So, the toilet paper is going to be a bit gross subject to go on, but anyway, let's just cut to the chase. So, many civilizations had little ways that were not very unsanitary. One of the ways was the ancient Romans. What they would do is they would get a stick, and they would put a sponge on it. They would put it in the bucket, and whenever they needed cleaning, they would stick it in a bucket of salt water and put it back in the bucket for the next user. Not a very good way. Very, very unsanitary for our sophisticated lives these days. We're like princes to the Romans with toilet paper. So then, in the 18th century, when newspapers were more popular and stuff, they became common about using it as a toilet paper or a wipe. And they would just use it because they were like, oh, I've read the whole thing already. I'll just use it. So then, in 1857, some guy named Joseph tried selling sheets of hemp infused with alloy, specifically for bathroom use. But many people were like, hey, I don't need that. I got this newspaper. I get newspapers. I don't want to pay extra money to buy something else. So that didn't work out. And by the end of the 19th century, which is the 1800s, many homes had indoor plumbing. And people discovered that the indoor plumbing did not work well with the newspapers. And so They were too embarrassed to ask for newspaper at the store now. I mean, not newspaper. Toilet paper at the store now. And manufacturers were stumped how to sell something to people that were too bashful to buy. Until 1928. When the Holberg Paper Company hit on a new strategy. They put adorable babies and cuddly bears to show the softness of this toilet paper. And that worked immediately. They started getting tons and tons of people buying this. And then tons of other people started using it. And to this day, cuddly bears and cuddly babies still are used to sell toilet paper. Even though we don't even need it anymore. We already didn't know we should buy toilet paper, right? Oh, and also, just a little fun fact. The average American uses 57 squares of toilet paper a day. That's a lot. Cut down on your toilet paper use, people. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. This was a short mini-series of story stuff or stuff story or whatever you guys call it these days. Goodbye.